Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And I'm Gerard Farrelly.
And you're listening to Agony Rants.
Well, hello. Hello, hello.
Hi. Look at you with your big headphones on, like you're important.
I know. We have to tell the listener, because, I mean, obviously this is going to sound immaculate, but we are hundreds of miles apart.
Hundreds and hundreds. At least 108, anyway.
Yeah.
I'm not saying I measured it, but I kind of did.
Niamh knows that road.
You know the way you can do it on Google Maps? Like, I put on my destination on Google Maps just to see the time, see if I can
beat it. Just to see the traffic.
I know.
I always do that. And do you know what the problem is? I now know where nobody lives.
Oh, like, I know, because you can't remember.
One of my sisters, she's been living in a new house for, I would say 4 years. And okay. I would say it's 5 miles from where I live. But if my phone died, I wouldn't be able to find it.
Well, it's very true. I have forgotten how to get to between places. You know, it was always kind of an issue. And I was actually talking to someone about it before, recently, about the Google Maps thing. And I just said, basically, the funny part of it is, the way I used to know was I used to get directions and remember. And now that doesn't exist anymore.
No. We don't have to. We're just outsourced that piece of our brain. I'm happy with it. I'm fine. We obviously have to do the administration at the top of the show and say, if you're listening to Agony Rants and you don't know who we are, I'm Gerard Farrelly and that's Niamh Kavanagh. And this is the show where a Eurovision winner and a comedian solve your problem and fix your life.
Okay, solving. You always say this, but it's a strong word to use for what we do.
Niamh, I think we are solving. I think we're fixing lives.
We are.
I really do.
We're definitely impacting on them.
We've been getting a lot of messages.
Okay.
I have to say, we've been getting a lot of messages about last week's episode about the unhelpful bastards.
I know.
I mean, we really touched a nerve for the public.
We definitely hit something there. I don't know what that's about, but people, even my sister, you know, I know she listens to us and she always says it's great, but she had opinions about that. I mean, she says, I agree with Gerard.
Well, we got further follow-ups for all Unhelpful Bastards about boots. People are rinsing boots left, right and centre.
They were.
I was absolutely thrilled. Well, there was a breastfeeding mother that contacted me today now, and she sent me a three-page letter that I'm sure we'll do in a follow-up on a later episode once I digest it. But my God.
Oh, a breastfeeding mother.
People are coming for boots. That's our demographic, Niamh.
It might be my demographic, but it's definitely not yours.
Yeah, I don't know how they found me, but look, you take what you can get.
I'll be honest with you. I'd be like the granny in that equation, you know. Breastfeeding mother is not something that's featuring in my life just at the moment. Although my sister's going to have a baby in a couple of months, so I'm very excited about that.
I feel like I'm doing excellent uncling at the moment, right?
Oh, really?
Because it's not, is it December? It's not even December.
No, not even.
We're recording this on the 28th of November. Mm-hmm. I have all of my nieces and nephews Christmas presents.
I can't even make a sound for that. I'm like shocked.
I know. I'm thrilled. I've never done it. Like, there's been times I've been on Christmas Eve going, there's a kid that's going to have to accept a Christmas pudding and that's the end of it. Yeah, I'm delighted with myself, Niamh. Oh, I'm super organised this
year.
You
are very organised. We have Chris Kindles on our side. So until this baby is born, not till next year, please God. So, you know, essentially we have all grown-ups getting their prizes this year. So I don't have to buy for any children. It's very nice.
I do think that once you go over the age of 15, it should just be vouchers.
Well, mostly they want money. That's my experience. Give me the money. We don't want the knitted sweater. Thanks very much.
Yeah, no. The token gifts drive me insane.
I'm just putting it out there in case anybody knows my husband. I do not want an air fryer. I do not want a Hoover.
Niamh, an air fryer is a great present.
Is it?
Have you used an air fryer?
No, I haven't. Is it amazing?
Okay, if listeners are out there have air fryers, let us know what you think, because I'm very curious. Because I thought that the e-scooter was a revelation, and boy, was I wrong. People were very annoyed. But, and I have an air fryer, Niamh, they're brilliant. Really? You can do chips in it, you can do a whole chicken in it.
No, I used to have the old-fashioned air fryer that was in, you know, the it was one with an arm that kind of went around, and you put in like one small bit of oil, and then you had amazing chips. But I never did anything else but chips in it. I did try do sausages once, but there was like an arm that went around, and then the sausages were a bit squished by the end of it, you know.
All right.
They didn't maintain their integrity.
No. The integrity of a sausage is very important, Niamh. It's very important. There's nothing worse than Viagra is required for your sausage sandwich. Now, we do have to say, right, we have to tell these people that we did tease this a couple of weeks ago, that we were working on a secret project.
Yes. It was so
Now, the
fun.
Secret project is done.
It is.
And I got to be, was it fun, Niamh?
Yeah.
Was it?
But it was for me. Was it not for
No,
you?
Niamh had a ball. We'll say no more,
Oh,
Niamh.
My God. It's so mysterious. You're not allowed to talk about this yet.
No, I know we're not allowed to talk about
it. We're going to do a full podcast on when the time comes, but you and I, we had moments of loveliness in there.
You see, here's the thing, right? Okay. When somebody tells me that something is a secret.
Okay, you want to tell it.
I mean, if somebody said it wasn't a secret, I'd forget about it.
Would you?
Like I will do this podcast today, and then on Saturday I'll be like, do we have an episode recorded for next week?
Are you saying,
I forget about things like that.
Are you saying you are over me like the second I'm off this like broadcast?
Yeah. I hit stop recording and then I move on. That's the day goes on, right? But somebody telling me,
I wouldn't mind, but I put some makeup on for you and everything like me.
You look great. You look great, Niamh.
Oh, thanks.
Somebody's saying to me, oh, you have to keep this as a secret.
I know.
That just means that all I will do is think about that.
Okay.
Until
I've had to keep a few secrets in my day, now I have to say, right? Including the fact that I won MasterChef at least 6 months before they even showed it on the TV.
Now, Niamh, you didn't keep that secret, though.
Well, I largely kept it secret.
No, you didn't tell people, but you did have you did carry the trophy in the boot of your car and then pop the boot for people.
No,
that's
happened.
Exactly what that
it
is. That is exactly. You were just dropping me home and then popped the boot. It just accidentally opened. And the only thing in the boot was a MasterChef trophy.
Do you know the funny part of that is? I told you, well, obviously, inadvertently told you. And then I told my husband, obviously, and my parents knew I'd got to the final because I was still in Dublin. But actually, I didn't tell them until we were watching it together. But the other thing...
That you won.
No, yeah, exactly. It was really fun for them. But the laugh was I came home, right, and I put the trophy away because obviously I couldn't have it out. And then months later, I was going, where the fuck did I put that? And I knew I'd need it at some point. So,
yeah.
Anyway, so I have kept
secrets. And you still have it, Niamh?
Yeah, it's in my kitchen. Just to really intimidate people who come. Yeah, I didn't put it there. For the record, I did not put it there. Okay? My son,
you put it in the kitchen so that way, and then you whip Angel's life for whoever comes in.
After our lovely week, you've had a week of hell.
This is kind of like, we're coming into the 3 weeks where at the start of the year, I was just like, oh yeah, I can do that. Oh yeah, I can do that.
Oh my God,
yeah, that's
no problem.
Sure.
Thing.
By the end of the year, I'll be totally fine. I mean, no, it'll be grand. It's just 3 weeks at the end of the year. That'll be a bit mad. It'll be fine.
And then you
and
fill
now
the
I've
rest
gone into
of the
it,
year.
I swear to God, Niamh. I'm in a panic and I didn't realize that the crazy 3 weeks was starting. I only realized last night because I don't look at the diary too far in advance.
No, I'm the same.
Because
I want to know what's happening in the next week.
Me. Yeah. Where do I have to be tomorrow? That's what I do.
What shoes do I need for this?
Exactly. That's exactly it. So I looked at the diary tomorrow and I was like, oh, I get home tomorrow. Fantastic. So I got home today at 3 o'clock. When am I flying out? 8:30 tomorrow morning. And like, why did I come home. Why did I come home? And then I realised the reason I came home was my cat, who's now not talking to me. She's in a very dark place.
Is she? Yeah. Well, that's because you keep leaving her.
Yeah.
Yeah, like you're all over the place.
I know. I keep going away.
I know. My neighbour's the same next door. He's fallen out with me as well.
Oh, because you give him his dinner.
Yeah, twice a week. But it's been very sparse lately.
Listen, get a pizza twice a week.
No, you can't do that. The whole point is giving them a home-cooked thing. That's the whole point.
No, you need to minimise your responsibility, Niamh. I'm going to get you out of this.
Write him a letter.
Send me his number. I'll sort this. This is what we do. I'm going to fix your life. The other thing that's happened is, right, I feel that because I'm really tired now, I've become an irritable little git.
Just now?
No, just in the past. Niamh, I don't need this. And it's like little things are really bothering me and I can't let them go.
Like,
I'm so sick of going through airport security, right? Because there was a two-week period where I did 10 flights. Oh, that was intense, God. Right?
That's like a nightmare.
And
do you have to take your shoes off? They always make me take my shoes off.
I had to take my shoes off yesterday and I swear to God, it nearly killed me, Niamh.
I know. I have to do it every single time.
Why?
Every single time.
I think it's something to do with if your shoes cover your ankle, you have to take them off.
That's not
what she said to me.
Okay.
That's what she said to me when I was screaming at her in tears. Why do you have to take them off? Why?
But why the ankle? What's
I don't know. I don't know. It's in case.
I thought it might have been.
In case you've got an ankle holster.
The heel. Oh, maybe.
I think that's it. I genuinely think that's it.
Because an ankle holster wouldn't actually set the alarm.
And the other thing is, right?
when a button in your jeans sets it
off. Nothing sets the alarm off, right? I went through airport security, right, in an airport on, what day was it? Was it Saturday, right? I was knackered. Okay. I was absolutely knackered going through. I completely forgot to take all my liquids out of my case. They didn't beep. My case went through.
A bit more relaxed about that.
Then I left my AirPods in my back pocket. The thing didn't beep. I was just like, what the hell's going on here? And do you know what I think it was? I think they said, he's knackered. He'll be trouble if we stop him.
We've seen him before.
Barreling through with a face like thunder. This is what annoys me, right? There's a fine line between security, like checking your bag for security and then just having a nose. And I don't like it.
I don't like it
when they're just having a nose, right? Because the ones, like when your bag gets flagged, that's fair enough. Then they have to open it and they have to go through it. And it's, you know, it annoys me, but I'm just like, well, that's their job. That's what they have to do, right? But
okay,
I put liquids through the other day, right? And there was a woman saying like, take out your laptop, take out your, and I'm like, yeah, I was doing it all, right? I was like, yes, I know, I've been through this before. So I was doing all that, right? And I took out my liquids. And they were sealed. All my liquids were sealed in an airport bag, right? I'd done everything perfectly. I put them down and she looks through them, right? And I was like, what the fuck? What's she looking at? Like, she's looking at my toiletries. So then we were waiting for the queue for the other stuff to go through, right? Then she picks up the bag and she starts to look around because I'd like a prescription bottle in it. And she looks at
prescription liquid.
She starts reading it. So I was giving her the death stare, the absolute death stare, right? So she put the bag down, right? And then she asked me, I had this box. And the box is, it used to contain like travel soap or something. But it's just like a cool box with a magnetic lid. And I have a Fire Stick, like an Amazon Fire Stick, so that I just plug it into the hotel tellies.
Okay, yeah, that's clever, actually.
I keep that in that box and it has my name on the front of it and like my address and my email address just in case I ever lose it, right? Which I absolutely will. And she said, is that soap? And I said, no. Because it wasn't. And then she was just like, looking at me for a rest of an answer. And I was just like, if you want an answer, ask a question.
You are in no way looking shifty.
I know, but I just said, no, it's not soap. And then she said, what's in it? And before I could stop myself, I said, none of your business. And it is none of her business.
You were like seconds. Yeah, but you were seconds away now, from getting some sort of plastic glove.
When I say it was full rectal, the other side of that insecurity game. Like, because she obviously flagged. Because at that point, it was none of her business. But when it went through, if it flagged, then it was their business. And obviously it did.
Yeah.
And I was there for about a half an hour. But you know what? I was glad I said it.
I know. Really? Why? Because you got searched or because...
No, because I just felt that she'd no right looking at me prescription creams.
No, but you're right. You're right. It's technically they're not supposed to be looking at it for the crack.
She was looking at the crack.
Supposed to be looking for the crack, to be fair. I know, because I actually get that quite often. I don't know if you do. I don't know whether it's just the way I go through, but they always check me for drugs. As in, you know the way they kind of look for powder on your bag and your hands?
You are always, you see, you're very, what's the word? Effervescent, Niamh. You have a coked up vibe about you. Okay, we've got some follow-ups about a few different episodes.
Oh, super.
So we have one here from Annabelle. And this was about things that make you feel good. And she says, dancing to good, upbeat music and just moving your body always puts me in a good mood. That's from Annabelle.
Oh, that's nice. So, the way you're irritable, right? if you did Dancing with the Stars, you wouldn't be irritable anymore.
No, I'd be dead. Because if I did Dancing with the Stars, I'd throw myself off something high.
Don't say that, because what happens if we decide to do it together? I mean, we're not going to.
If we decide to do Dancing with the Stars together, there is clearly, I'm under massive duress. I'm in the middle of a breakdown, but I am not compass mentis.
You're not coming to support me.
No.
You know, to help me out.
There are things I will do, Niamh. That is not one of them.
I know.
Dance to I'm Still Standing on RTE1 at 8 o'clock on a Sunday. I'd rather die screaming. Do you want to read this
one? Yes. Hi there. So apparently this is from someone called Kelmo. Although that might be a pseudonym. Hi there. I couldn't resist an unhelpful bastard's contribution. A friend lost a stone from a ring precious to her while in Centre Parks recently.
I read that. A friend lost a stone recently. I was like, well done her.
We were being supportive. Like,
well done. Good. Fair play to you.
Okay. No. No. Only a stone from her ring.
All right.
Anyway, so she posted about it on the Centre Parks Facebook group and got some sympathy, helpful tips and well wishes from people actually trying to help her. Then Karen, and I mean Karen in inverted commas, right, came along. Karen told us how she never wears her jewellery around the park, as finding it once lost is impossible. We also got to share in Karen's neighbourhood watch wisdom on how it's safer leaving jewellery in the lodges, like she always does, as things rarely go missing from there.
Karen's
and
a pain
she
in the
showcased
hole.
Her expertise. Yeah, she is. Her expertise as a swimming pool technician too. We all learned how the elevated temperatures in the subtropical pool just make it more likely for jewellery to loosen up and fall off. As you can imagine, my friend took massive comfort following the loss of her precious stone, thanks to Karen telling her everything she did wrong. Things Karen wouldn't have done. So, are we putting Karen in the unhelpful bastard file?
I think we are. Karen sounds like an absolute nightmare. But you know what, though? This is what happens in those Facebook groups. Like, I have to say, the most entertaining thing I've ever seen online is I'm in a group on Facebook and it's for slow cooker recipes. During COVID, that group went bananas. Right? Because
do they lose it?
Like, it used to be just people posting their recipes. Here's a great recipe for a chili. But then, I don't know whether there was a falling out or what happened, but now somebody posts a photograph and then 20 people say, that looks like shit. That's absolutely disgusting. Like, they're all, like, they've spent 2 years absolutely fucking killing each other. And it's the most amazing thing.
I know why
thing.
It's gone like that. They're all wanting to join the air fryer group.
There's obviously, I think there's been splinter groups. I think somebody set up another crockpot group and then someone like the real chefs left. Like there's absolute killings. And it's so funny because I don't even use Facebook anymore, but I actually have an alert set up for when somebody posts in that group because I'm just like, oh my God, it's kicking off.
It reminds me of Neighbourhood Watch, kind of, you know, one of the neighbourhood WhatsApp groups that kind of evolve. And I'm not on one here because there's only a few of us, but my friend lives in an estate, you know, like a, a community, you might say, and basically it kicks off in that, like, sometimes we're away and 30 messages come through in one go because so-and-so is using their house as an Airbnb. Or somebody's recycling and has gone across the road. Oh, it all kicks off. You want to be in one of them.
I'm in one of them from my apartment block. And I swear to God, I can't bear anyone that's in it. I really can't. It's the passive aggression in that group. I'm just like, good God almighty. It's just, everything's so passive aggressive. It's always people giving out. And then it's people like giving out to people who are giving out for giving out. It's like, Jesus wept.
Anyway, have we any other follow-ups?
Yeah, we do. We have one here about Angela Lansbury. Susan says, I loved Angela. She was filming in Bray when I was a child and my dad wouldn't stop the car when I spotted the film crew near Bray Dart Station. He did the classic 80s parents, would you ever stop that carry on? What are you going to do? Run up to her and make a show with the family? I still remember thinking when he said that, yeah, dad, that's exactly what will make the cover of the Bray People. Local preteen makes a show of family in front of Hollywood actor Angela Lansbury. Still haven't gotten over it or forgiven him, actually. That's grand. That's my next therapy session sorted. Now, I know exactly what I'll moan about. By the way, if you don't already know, Angela Lansbury giffies are the best. One for every conversation. Now, that has reminded me of something, right? Because not only does Angela Lansbury have giffies, and if you don't know what giffies are, it's basically gifs you add to your Insta stories. Agony Rants also have giffies.
Do we?
We do. We have, like, I think we have four, I think. There's a Neve one, there's a Garode one, then there's both of us, and then there's an Agony Rants one.
Okay, so maybe we should have a giffy off, you know, where we say who uses the most giffies, like, who do you like the best? I mean, I'm nervous of that because, quite frankly, you're funnier than me on this podcast. And I have a funny feeling. It's going to be you.
30 years of collateral, Niamh, though. 30 years of goodwill.
Next year. Not quite. 30.
Now, Niamh, we need to make plans for 30. Okay, 30 years have been your eyes.
Let's make
plans. I want people, right, to write into agonyrants@gmail.com. I want them to suggest things that Niamh should do for the 30th anniversary of her Eurovision win. I demand suggestions. I also want them to demand that you record some more music. Because I have got messages about this.
Oh,
yes,
really?
I've got messages about it, Niamh.
Oh, just you.
Yeah, just saying, when is she going to blah, blah, blah. I love Flying Blind. I love In Your Eyes. Blah, 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 blah.
I know. I love all those things myself.
So get these to a studio.
Okay.
That's the plan. That's your New Year's resolution. I'm holding you to this.
I'll just sell my eldest child. He's home now.
Single. Single by March.
Okay.
That's what we want.
One
song by March.
Okay.
We've another mortifying moment. Love the pod. Okay. I had a very blonde moment a few years ago. I'm not blonde. My sister told me I read this and I swear to God, I thought this person has to be messing, but she's not. My sister told me she had bought a floating shelf and had just put it up in the kitchen. And I said I'd call around to have a look.
Now listen, where are you in your life that you have to go around and see a floating shelf?
I know. I was just like,
maybe in the 70s.
Yeah, well, it
would have been a revelation.
It gets a lot worse. This lovely shelf was on the wall, and the first thing I thought was that it wasn't moving. Jesus Christ! I really didn't want to say anything because she said the shelf wasn't moving. I didn't really want to say anything because I didn't want to upset her that her new shelf was broken. I sat there chatting and kept looking at this shelf out of the corner of my eye in case it was on a timer. Eventually, I said, your shelf is lovely, but is it broken? And she was obviously puzzled. I know that now. I just said, it's not floating or moving. Have you turned it off?
She really commits to it.
Cue her on the floor in a heap of laughter, leaving me none the wiser. Eventually, she composed herself to tell me that it just meant that I had no brackets. I wouldn't mind. I actually had one myself, but I just knew it as a shelf. 10 years later, it's still not brought up. P.S. I'm not usually that dumb. Keep podding. Love, Carol.
I mean, I wouldn't mind. Well, maybe Carol isn't old enough to have lived through changing rooms where floating shelves were the thing. But
I can't even. Like, how does Carol get through the day?
Oh my God, Carol. Every day must be a joy.
Like, I wonder, after she did that, did all of her family just meet up and go, Carol's not well? Like, we need... What are we going to do about Carol?
I'd say they were trying to find new things to really astound her with. Because that's what I'd be doing. Oh, that's hilarious. I mean, it's like I have a friend and she sometimes mispronounces things. So she was telling me this great story about a place she went in America and she said Yoshimite about five times. And I was going, I've never heard of Yoshimite in my life. She meant Yosemite. I actually recorded her saying Yoshimite. It can happen. Have you ever misconstrued anything?
Have I ever misconstrued anything? I did once eat wallpaper paste because I had only found out what pasta was.
Okay, tell me that was like when you were very young.
I was about eight, I'd say. I just saw P-A-S-T-E on the bag and I was like, oh, that's pasta. So I just went in and I just like took a spoonful of wallpaper paste and just went,
dry.
Dry, yeah. And I was like, well, this is horrible. And it's very chewy. And then my dad was like...
Did you...
My dad was absolutely horrified because he was like, there's a man with a ladder on the bag. Like... That wasn't great, no.
I mean, I once drank bleach, right? Because it was in a 7-Up can, but I mean...
Why would you put like bleach in a 7-Up can?
Oh, because we were on a school bus and somebody was sick, right? you know how a school bus smells. Somebody's been sick on it.
Oh my God. Did you swallow it?
Well, didn't go far because obviously I spit it out and then my teacher was raging with me. Although this was back in the 70s, so they didn't really care. They just needed to bring me back in some shape. I know, but I was that child who was,
like,
you know,
back in the day, they didn't give a shit about kids when you think about it.
No, but they would. I mean, they made sure that they had enough kids coming back, like a head count, but they didn't care which ones they were.
Like, I remember when we went on a school tour to Switzerland, right? We got a boat from Holyhead to Zeebrugge. And I remember at about 5 o'clock in the morning, walking around on the boat. And there was this, somebody collapsed, like passed out drunk under a pile of coats outside duty free. And then as I got closer, I went, oh my God, that's my Irish teacher. Attention, Agony Rants listener. I am on tour at the moment with my show, Glamour Hammer. Most of the dates this side of Christmas are sold out, but we are adding a lot more right now and I will be going everywhere. There are tickets available for Knoll, Portlaoise and The Everyman in Cork. And we've added second nights in Limerick, Wexford and Portlaoise. We've loads more dates to go on sale, including dates in the UK. So if there is somewhere you would like me to go, send me a message and let me know because I'm very flexible.
Oh, well.
Flexible.
I haven't seen that yet.
Wherever two or more people meet, I will be there to entertain. You can get tickets using the links on my Instagram bio or on my website.
Lovely.
So love to see you there.
I have it on good authority. He's amazing.
Niamh, a lot of people have been asking me how I get my physique, right?
Brownies.
Niamh, I will leave.
No, don't leave.
I will walk out of this studio.
Don't do it.
I have started my fitness journey.
What, again? This is like the third count.
Niamh, a journey is a journey and it takes a while, okay? So I joined F45, right?
Oh, right, okay.
Which is a gym. It's a group of gyms in Dublin.
Okay.
They have branches all around Dublin. And I have to say, it's working.
Oh, really?
Well, I don't hate it.
I can see it's working. He said...
That is very kind. I don't, like, honestly, I don't know where it's been all my life. It's like high intensity functional training that you do as part of a team.
Oh, okay.
Right? Now, you know me in teams. Not for me.
I don't know.
I'm not a team player.
Okay.
But you do, it's actually great because everyone's working at the same time.
Yeah.
And the exercise that you do is adapted for all different abilities.
So you don't feel the judge. Like,
yeah, so yeah, nobody's judging you.
Oh, that's
like,
great.
It's absolutely brilliant. And whether you want to achieve a specific goal or whether you just want to start training, F45 can help you.
Okay.
The best thing, now this is my favorite thing about the whole thing.
Okay.
You are in and out in 45 minutes.
Oh, good.
There's no like this, today it was 55. It's like you start at a specific time, you are walking out the door 45 minutes later and you've done a good workout.
Do they do that thing, you know, five more?
And, no, oh, they don't. There's none of that.
Oh, well, then I'm
no,
straight
there's
in.
No messing with your head. And they're also really positive.
Oh, great. Like, I like that. Yeah. I like that.
Yeah. I got a high five coming out the other day.
Did you?
Thrilled with myself.
Oh, my
thrilled.
Goodness.
Yeah, absolutely.
High five. Do we need to do that at the end of this now?
Yeah, I think so. Okay. I'm a bro now.
You're a bro.
I'm a gym bro. Like, it's a really friendly place, and I always think gyms can be very adversarial.
Oh, well,
and
of
hostile,
course,
downright hostile. And I am always the worst in the group, and I don't feel terrible about it.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah, they're absolutely lovely. So don't waste any more time. Get started today at F45. Niamh, we have a problem.
I love a problem. Give me the problem.
It says, this is from Tracy, and it says, oh, I hope to God she doesn't say, don't say my name. No, she doesn't. Okay.
Hold on, we'll just do a quick scan. All right.
It says, dear Niamh and Garrod, loving the show. Yous are a pair of buzzers, and I'm always happy on a Monday morning when I see there is a new episode. So, there is this guy in my friend group who I have known since we were at school. I have fancied him for years. He is cute and handsome, and I had a massive crush. Anyway, after slow, tedious work and plenty of deep dives, we have been a couple for the past 18 months.
Can we say the word stalker in that sentence?
That's exceptional work, Tracy. Exceptional. Garrod, you will be so proud. I got my man in the end. We moved in together 8 months ago. Now, as you would say yourselves, we have a problem. He thinks he is hilarious. Okay.
Yeah, this is not going somewhere
good. He makes these stupid little jokes all the time, and I feel I have to laugh all of the time. It's draining the life out of me. He really thinks he is absolutely hilarious. The reason I am writing this is this morning he said, oh my God. This morning he said, you came for the pokes, you stay for the jokes. Leave him. Leave him.
She's invested too much. For years this is going.
Oh my God.
No.
He.
My favourite thing is what she says next.
He laughed at himself for about an hour. I think he is great and we're very happy and I don't want to hurt his feelings, but the jokes have to stop. What do you think I should do?
Well, clearly the pokes are good enough to stay for the jokes.
What I will say is, right? I'll tell you what I will say. Sometimes doing the stalking and the deep diving gives you you've got this very idealistic idea of how it's all going to be because you've spent so long imagining it in your head.
You create someone else.
Exactly.
Basically.
Well said.
Is that how it was for you when you were getting to know me?
No, you remain a diva. Always.
Yeah. That's the first word everyone does. Yeah.
So what has happened is you're getting a harsh jolt of reality, right? Because he has had this, I don't want to throw the word around, but defective sense of humour for a lot longer than the 8 months that you've been living with him.
You're right. You're so right. It is definitely that
there,
case.
There was a,
you've obviously overlooked it.
You absolutely have. And there was obviously a time 2 years ago when you were Facebook stalking him where he was making these stupid little jokes and you were like, oh, isn't he adorable? Oh, when he makes all these cute little jokes. And then all of a sudden, 7 o'clock in the morning, he's laughing at himself because he said something ridiculous. And you're in the bed going, I swear to God, please God, make this end.
Yeah, but it's going on a long time. It's just like 18 months they've been together.
Yeah, I mean, what?
I mean, she's enjoyed it for a long time.
What do you think she should do?
Well, tell him not to speak. You know, lots of good looking men don't need to speak. Don't speak, love. Just stand
see,
there.
See, that is it's true. Particularly with Irish men. Irish men, if they're good looking, they don't have to work on their personalities.
Oh, well, that's a bit unfair now. Some of them have personalities.
No, yeah, but some of them have them, but I don't think they necessarily develop them. They just happen to have them. Like, there's an awful lot of Irish men that just, like, They're just good looking, and they just know they don't have to try because they're living in a country full of potato heads. Like every so often, there's like somebody wins the DNA lottery, and they just don't work on their personality whatsoever because they've an easy ride of it.
You clearly have developed your personality, and you're handsome.
Niamh, thank you, but like, you know, thank you.
But like, what?
You're looking at me through
rose-colored
glasses.
Well, through a ring like your I can't actually see beyond it. And if I'm not wearing my glasses, if you sit far enough away, I can't actually see very much. But, you know, actually, it's really funny this, right? Because I kind of get it. What's happened here is you've been so overjoyed. You've been so focused on getting this guy. And now you've been together. And now it's starting to wear down a little bit. But it's 18 months later. I think you've managed to manage it that long. What you need to do now is ease him into, I mean, Christmas is coming. You could buy him a joke book. You know, get him a course. Is there a course to learn to be a stand-up comedian? Get him a few DVDs. I don't know. I mean, the thing is, you're not going to solve this. The truth is, if he thinks he's hilarious, that's the way his life is going to go. He's got to his stage in life thinking he is hilarious. He's very pleased with himself. I will say, having been married for 25 years to someone who makes me laugh every day, sometimes with the same joke, you know, the truth is, it becomes, sometimes if it goes on long enough, it becomes quite funny in itself that they think they're funny when they're not really. But anyway, Paul, don't listen to this bit. He clearly is quite funny when he does it because the fact that he thinks he's funny. So you have to find the funny in it. You know what I mean? Or else just, you know, accept that this isn't all you mean it to be and then move on.
Wow.
She doesn't want to do that.
No, you're right. Yeah, she
doesn't want to do that.
She's not pulling the ripcord on this. Not after a life of deep dive.
No, she's well invested.
She is.
I know. She's put too much effort into it. I understand. The achievement is too big.
You see, I think what she should start doing, right? And this might sound mean, but when, like, sometimes I think that people do things because they haven't been told not to.
Okay.
So I think if she was to start going, oh my gosh. Or like when he makes one of his stupid jokes, she's like, oh, shut up. That's terrible.
Or she can go, okay, and move on and just not make any reaction and then let him just be happy in his corner on his own. That might have a quicker reaction.
Yeah. I feel like maybe she's humouring him. And you see, this is the thing, right? When you are the one that has done the chasing.
You do humour. There's a lot of humour.
You're in this pattern of like, oh, aren't you gas? You're so funny. You're so hilarious. Well, stop. Break out of that. Because you'll go mad. Because that's the thing. Once you notice something about somebody, like, you know the way you have those mornings where like your partner whinges? You know, like they whinge and then you're just like, if he doesn't,
you mean
stop fucking whinging.
When they're irritable? Are you talking about when they're irritable?
Yeah, like if they've been on 10 flights in 2 weeks, Niamh. Like if they're just irritable. And if you notice something about them that morning, if you're like, oh my God, he keeps whinging or he keeps, you know, or he's you know, he's giving out about everything. And then as soon as you notice he's giving out about everything, then everything he says you give out, you're like, oh my God, it has to stop. So because you've noticed it, you can't put the toothpaste back in the tube now.
No, you can't. But I will say this, right? She says she's very happy and she thinks he's great and she doesn't want to hurt his feelings. So the best way to go is to be slightly sarky when you go, yeah, that's enough of that now, carry on. You know, I think that's a better way to deal with it because quite frankly, you know, you're not going to stop him. He's so proud of himself. You don't want to take that away from him really now, do you? You know.
You see, this could all build to, you see, that's the thing. If you don't address this, this is going to build up. He's going to make a stupid joke and you're going to punch him in the throat or something.
I know. Like, you go straight to the violence every time. I have visions. I have visions in 25 years. She's going to be still laughing at the same jokes and they'll be funny again.
Yeah.
Because quite frankly, they become very endearing over time. I'm just going to say that, right? I love my husband very much and he is very funny. But, you know, he finds the same things funny all the time. But I'm probably the same myself. So, you know,
like,
I'm hardly scintillating company from that point.
Like, you do feel, though, like when you're just forced to laugh at somebody's awful joke, it's kind of like when somebody expects something from you, it's kind of like you're being held hostage.
I know, but I have a great idea. I have a great idea. Why don't you sign him up to do stand-up comedy? Because nothing sharper than the response you get from that.
Oh, that, oh.
I'm just saying, they'll be very blatant. You know what it's like. They're very honest in that room.
They are very honest.
Just saying.
That might work.
Get an open mic. Get an open mic. Send them up. You're so hilarious. Up you go.
Send them up to do a tight 10.
A tight 10.
A tight 10, yeah.
I love it.
That's not bad. But I would definitely think that you need, whatever you're going to do, you need to start doing it quickly. Because.
Because you're already 18 months in. You're already, like, you might be past the point where you can actually say it. It's like when somebody doesn't tell me their name and I can't, they know my name, but I can't actually, I don't know their name, so I can't ask them their name. It gets past a point where you can ask the name or to say the thing, so 18 months is a long time, to be smiling.
I've lived in the same place for 14 years, and there's a woman that works in a shop near me and we don't speak. And for the life of me, I can't remember why. I can't remember. I just know she doesn't like me. She doesn't like me. I can't remember what happened. But she absolutely hates me. And she'll walk by and she'll be like, she looks furious. Like,
chin face.
Yeah, I don't know what I did. Like, I mean, it's proper, like, maybe she's mistaken me with someone that ran over her dog or something. I don't know. But like, she hates me.
What shop is it?
I can't really say that.
Because then it'd be obvious.
But she hates
you. Because she's really listening to the. I mean, she hates you, so she's really listening to this pod. Yeah.
She's probably waiting now, 59 episodes in at last. He's bringing up.
Here it is. I got to write it.
He's bringing up the beef.
You should encourage her to write it to Agony.
I'd love to know.
Give her a little slip of paper.
I would love to know. Do you know what I might do? The next time I'm in the shop, I might just start talking to her randomly and just see what her reaction is. Because I don't know why we don't. I don't know why. Like, I mean, I get on with everyone else that works there and I don't know. I'd kind of be terrified to know, to be honest with you. It's a very extreme reaction.
It's probably more about her than you. Maybe she's like that with everybody.
Yeah.
Next time you're in, observe.
I will.
And see. Anyway, this is not getting Tracy's.
It's not going to help Tracy. Oh, well, we've come up with a few things. You can send him to do stand up and die on his ass. And like, that'll traumatise him for the rest of his life. You could just cold shoulder the humour. Like, the silly jokes. I mean, I have to say.
Yeah.
I have to say the silly.
Yeah, they're hard. Yeah. They're hard to weather. I mean, they're okay in the flush of the beginning of the relationship.
Oh, everything is.
Because you'll forgive anything in the beginning of the
relationship. Yeah, it's like, oh, what's in here? Oh, this is your amateur taxidermy. That's so attractive. Oh, I love that. So cute. You're into animals. Oh, what? You've got a snake in the bed? Yeah, totally. Let us know how it goes, Tracy.
Please, Tracy.
Yeah.
And if you need help, Garode is for hire to teach stand up. So, because he's loads of time
I wouldn't have
in
the
between
patience.
His flights.
I wouldn't have the patience. I never know what to say.
Could you teach me stand up?
No. I don't think
Am I a lost cause?
No, you're not a lost cause, but I think you just have a very clear, defined personality. You do what you do on stage,
Okay, so that's a very polite way of saying that. I love that. That's okay.
No, I mean, if you want, I don't think you'd be shit at stand up. I think you'd be very good. I think it'd be a very long show, though, Niamh. Very long show. the devil's in the details with Niamh.
There'll be no tight 10.
Yeah, no, there's no such thing, Niamh. No such thing. Niamh will be finishing this single anecdote after a 45-minute interval so the audience can take a breath.
But you will laugh. You will laugh.
Yeah, it'll go somewhere eventually.
Fortunately, I'm not relying on that, to be fair.
No.
Listen, Tracy, we really want to hear.
Yes.
We really want to hear how you get on. Yeah, send us a picture of him if he's good looking as well. We wouldn't mind seeing it. Have a look at him.
Yeah, I mean, that'll be an indicator as to how badly developed his personality is. Because if he's very handsome, it's like, yeah, look, he hasn't had to put any work in.
That's very harsh, Grode. I'm sorry,
look,
but that's harsh.
I don't, there'll be nobody that'll disagree with that. Do you know who will disagree with that? The handsome people. Or the people that consider themselves handsome. It's been lovely to talk to you. Send us your suggestions, your problems, your criticisms.
Oh yeah, we want them. We definitely want all of that.
But send them through agnewrents@gmail.com. If you want to keep us in brownies, you can subscribe to Headstuff Plus. And we've got a lot of problems, so some of the problems will be going over into the Headstuff Plus feed.
We would like you to kind of subscribe. Come on. This level of advice doesn't come for
Christmas
free,
is
for
coming,
sure.
Niamh. Christmas is coming. It's an expensive time for performers. We'll chat to you next week. We'll be in studio next week.
We will. We're very excited about it. And listen, look after yourselves.
Chat to you soon. Bye.
Bye.